Listen to me. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. And let my voice enter your ears. Just forget. Forget about everything. The bills, the job, the stupid people you have to speak to. Forget about them. Forget about them and let me tell you a story. Let my voice enter you and lead you through that beautiful story. Let my voice enter your brain and deliver my story into it. Your brain will do the special effects. It's good at it. So, just imagine. You are sleeping in your bed in the middle of the night. All stretched across your bed. Naked, in the middle of that warm summer night. And then suddenly, the light in your bedroom turns on and wakes you up. Just imagine this for me. You are strapped down on your bed. Strapped down and helpless. Do you feel it? Try to escape. Try to break free. Do you see? You can't. You open your eyes and then you see her. It. Standing inches away from you on your left. It has the shape of a woman, but snugly encased in a dark and sleek suit. Like an alien being from outer space. Another dimension, a distant future. What is it? What is she? Just imagine her, looking at you, at your naked body, strapped down on your bed. And just imagine the straps on your wrists, on your ankles, pinning you down to your bed. Just imagine that suit. Sleek and sturdy plates protecting her limbs and joints. And in between this smooth, matte, and infinitely black material covering her whole being. No threads, no creases, no folds. Nothing of her is visible but the suit. Is there a woman in there? A human being? Or is it a robot made to look feminine? Or maybe an alien with a feminine shape. Who knows? And now, just try to visualize her mask, her face. Imagine a face devoid of any humanity, of anything you can relate to. No mouth, no nose, but a hard snout, protruding from that mockery of a face. Tubing and wiring going out of that snout. Worming to the back of her head, to her back, out of your sight. No word, no breath, no emotion. Nothing comes out of such a face. No eyes, but two orbs of darkness, faceted like the eyes of an insect. Eyes that do not see, but coldly gather data and make fast and definitive decisions. Life and death decisions within milliseconds. Eyes that are considering you, analyzing you, deciding about you. Just imagine her face, her eyes, and your own eyes locked in them, like the eyes of a rabbit looking at a snake. She considers you, immobile, standing in front of you. And then, oh God, she moves her hand towards your face, deliberately, but slowly, gently. You are so terrified, you do not move. You do not dare to make a sound. Imagine this hand making a graceful orb towards your face, while a cold shiver runs down your spine. The inside of her hand, from the palm to the tip of her slender fingers, is covered with a dark and soft material. And now, her fingers touch your forehead. They feel warm and soft, but this touch makes you shudder. They do not have the smoothness of human skin, but a texture all their own. They are, perhaps, more smooth and gentle even than the skin of a woman. Just feel her left hand gliding gently down to your cheekbone, riding over your cheek, curving into your chin, running over your mouth, tracing your lips. And this slow, gentle movement is so smooth, so regular, so natural, as if she knows you. It gives you a strange shiver, where fear and arousal mix together in an otherworldly feeling. Arousal. Yes, arousal. Oh God. You do not understand what is happening to you. You are aroused by this apparition, this alien. You are aroused by this woman, thing, whatever, standing in front of you. Touching you with a gentleness, a sweetness that you didn't think could emerge from this nightmarish lady. Her hand continues to glide down to your neck, and you feel her fingers resting on your corduroy. So gently, you feel your arteries pulsing against her fingers, your veins begging not to be torn apart. You feel like a soap bubble that can pop at any second. But her hand stays soft and gentle. It continues its journey down, down to your chest. Your eyes are still mesmerized by the black mirrored lenses of her mask. Her hand rubs your belly, and you realize that your cock is actually stiffening. Oh God. This is so inappropriate. There is this alien thing in front of you. You don't even know what it is. You only know that it can end your life at any second. And your cock finds this moment to catch your attention and to show her the unwanted thoughts you have. You feel so ashamed by this. Out of shame, your eyes go down too. And then they catch the sight of her hand. Her hand going down. Her hand wrapping itself around your cock. That smooth, soft, warm, dark material wrapping itself around your cock. This makes you shudder, and a muted grunt comes from your mouth. Oh God, how is that possible? You close your eyes. You try to erase what you just saw, but God, you felt it. You still feel it. Her hand, this warm and soft material, wrapped around your cock. Some weird foreign thoughts enter your brain, thoughts planted by her into your brain. Meanwhile, her other hand now makes the same journey down, caressing your body. Your forehead, do not fear. Your cheek, I? With what?
Your mouth. It's okay. Your neck.
Please, don't kill me.
Your chest. Do you want this to continue? Your belly.
No, don't kill me, please.
And then the hand around your cock unwraps. Your frustration makes you open your eyes, and you see that hand going away from your cock. And then behind her back. And then back towards your...
Yes.
Holding something. A strange thing. It wants you. Some sort of a cylinder. You will feed it. The same grayish-blue color of her suit. With tubing running away from it to somewhere in her back. No harm. And clearly that cylinder is aimed at your cock. Pleasure. It is already twitching. Release. As if it knows what's to come. Accept. To come. Yes, to come. Your cock enters the cylinder, that pump.
No, please.
The inside has the same otherworldly smoothness that the palm of her glove possesses. Except the same warmth.
Oh, God.
But it is all wet and slippery. It won't hurt. And then? It starts to pulsate. Except. And then, your world closes down to only a few things. Stop thinking. Your strapped ankles and wrists. Except. Your face enclosed in her caressing hands. I won't harm you. The two dark orbs your eyes are drowning into. Stare. And. The exquisite feeling your cock endures. Give in. The velvet darkness engulfing your cock rubs it up and down. Up and then down. And again and again. Feed it. Her expert gloved fingers stroke each of your pressure points on your face. Do not think. That inhuman face is so sleek and beautiful. You feel like looking at a technological goddess. Stare. Fear has gone now. She can kill you, erase you from this world. You don't care anymore. This is good. The velvet darkness engulfing your cock gets tighter and tighter. Smoother.
Oh, God, what is it?
It wants to be fed. It demands to feed. It will pump it out of you. You do not even know what it is, but it already knows you. How to play with you. How to break your will. How to melt your mind. How to make you beg. How to make you feed it. To pump you dry, whether you want it or not. And you know you will not resist for long. Meanwhile, her hands come back to your face. They gently stroke it. And her mask, her face, those two black lenses are just inches away. Stare. You already know that you will not last long.
as tingles run along your strapped ankles and wrists.
Give in.
Your cock is now also touched and rubbed by soft pads coming from nowhere. Each touch feeling both like a kiss and like a burn.
Let it go.
Your tension is so high, your breath so shallow, that you wonder if you will not asphyxiate.
Do not think.
Her face, her mask, is the only thing there is to see. Your only reality right now.
Stare.
You try so much to resist what is happening, but you can't. You just can't.
Feed it.
And at the moment you are about to give in, to surrender, one of those pads lands itself on your frenulum and starts to vibrate. And then, your last resistance
explodes. Let it go.
Sending shockwaves through your body.
Let it drown you.
Your ankles, your wrists feel like being electrocuted by jolts of pleasure.
This is why you will always give in to me.
Her hands holding your face send sparkles of pleasure. All around it. All around you.
Enjoy this.
You almost see them flying out of your body.
Stare into me.
And her face, that brutally technological and synthetic face, burns itself into your eyes and your mind.
Good.
Be good. You are good. Her face gives release.
Her face is release.
Give in to her.
Accept release. Accept.
Slowly, the pleasure ebbs, leaving back soft little small sparks, little tingles of electric pleasure going off here and there, running over your nerves. You feel your cock finishing. It's emptying itself, giving itself to feed this pump coming from another world.
Except
you realize that you are crying. Tear after tear rolling out of your eyes.
It's okay.
Her face did not move, and her hand continues to caress you. Slowly. Gently.
You fed it.
It gently touches your tears and removes them from your eyes, wiping them away.
It's over.
What happened? What just happened?
I gave you pleasure.
What is happening? Why?
Because you gave in.
Your brain searches desperately to find sense in all this. An explanation while you cry in the hands of that alien being that gave you the strongest release you've ever had.
Do not think. Just feel. Give in and feed it.
Her other hand comes to your face, holding some sort of a mask.
I will give you peace.
A breathing mask in the same black and gray blue colors.
Look at peace.
She will give you a kiss made of polymers and anesthetic.
Peace is warm and soft.
An alien kiss, fitting for what she is.
Peace comes to you.
Still staring at her eyes, you see that mask coming towards you, lowering.
Accept.
Landing on you.
Breathe in.
And you breathe in.
Breathe out. And as you breathe out, your mind starts to unravel.
Give in.
To slowly dissipate, like a puff of smoke.
Accept peace.
Her face, alien and beautiful, becomes a simple image blankly registered by your mindless eyes.
You did good.
And what she does next is unknown to your limp self lying at her disposal.
I won't harm you.
All stretched across your bed, naked, in the middle of that warm summer night.